I fall asleep and dream of alternate realities, and I put myself at ease. Written by Havoc the Cat, read by Sylvain. Fandom, The Mummy Series, and Stargate Atlantis. Evie settled into bed, draped her arm around Rick's broad, warm chest, and sighed contentedly as her eyes fluttered closed. "Night, honey," murmured Rick, rolling over. Evie opened her eyes, sat up, and frowned down at Rick. "You took the covers!" Rick snored at her, so Evie rolled her eyes as she reached down and yanked the blanket back into place. She was asleep within seconds of settling back onto her pillow. She dreamt of a field of stars, and a long tunnel through space. Ra's solar barge. The parallels between bodies of water like the Nile and the sky were really quite fascinating if one thought of all the cultural and historical references in various mythologies. Evie landed on a bum with an ungraceful sounding oof. "Hello?" She stood up and dusted herself off, looking around at the darkened room. Excuse me? It was full of strange equipment and people who seemed to be moving a little too slowly, or not moving at all. "Could one of you ever so kind people please wake up and tell me where I am?" No one moved. Evie walked up to a man with a red maple leaf patch on his sleeve and snapped her fingers in his face. "Hello? Excuse me, Mr. Treeleaf?" He stared at her blankly. The sound of waves and the smell of the ocean reached her, but Evie didn't pay attention to them. Evie waved a hand in front of his face. "Hello, are you there?" No response, not even a blink. Evie knocked on his forehead. "I'm afraid I haven't the slightest idea where I am or what I'm doing here," she said. "I've had some strange dreams, but this one is a little stranger than usual." "Evelyn Carnahan?" Evie's head snapped up, and she saw a woman with shoulder-length brown curls walking toward her. The woman had on black trousers, a black shirt, and no jacket, though the air in this room had gone beyond simply bracing. "Nice to meet you," said Evie, walking forward, her hand outstretched. The woman paused and shook her head slightly. "I'm afraid I'm not corporeal anymore," she said, "so I can't shake your hand. My name is Elizabeth Weir." "Not corporeal anymore?" asked Evie. She narrowed her eyes at the woman. "Please tell me you haven't undergone the Hom Dai. No, wait, Imhotep was corporeal, even if he was a mummy." "So you are the Evelyn Carnahan I've been looking for," murmured Elizabeth. "Evelyn O'Connell," said Evie proudly. "As of 2 nights ago. I'm afraid I have to ask you not to call me Mrs. Rick O'Connell, however. I find it rather distasteful."
"I would as well," agreed Elizabeth.
Really, if Evie didn't suspect Elizabeth had something to do with bringing her here, she would positively adore the woman for that alone. "What do you want, Elizabeth?" asked Evie. "I'm afraid I do have a honeymoon to get back to, which is going to be a little difficult to get back to from..." Evie looked around. The glasswork in the windows really was beautiful. "Where am I again?"
"You're in Atlantis," said Elizabeth. She smiled. "The next time you meet me, I'm afraid I won't know you."
"Well, that's confusing," said Evie.
"It's your future, but my past," said Elizabeth. "We're going to be very good friends, however. I need you to do me a favor, Evie."
"What's that?" Evie frowned. "I'm not in the habit of doing favors for strange Atlantean women who sound American, can freeze time, and, really, am I still dreaming all of this, Elizabeth?"
"You may think it's a dream in the morning, but I can promise you it's not," said Elizabeth. She shrugged and gestured around her at a large metal circle. "The Stargate was the easiest way to bring you here, but I can't let anyone know I'm on Atlantis."
Evie didn't miss the wistful look at a dark-skinned woman standing near an office. "Then it will be our secret," she said firmly. "Is the woman..."
"Taylor Emigan," said Elizabeth, "a very good friend of mine. Of yours, too, eventually."
"So this favor you need me to do?" asked Evie.
"In a week or so, you're going to uncover the Eye of Ra on a dig," said Elizabeth. She looked around Atlantis again. This time she looked worried. "Give it to Dr. Langford's daughter, Catherine Langford, when you meet her. Otherwise, a lot of things that are supposed to happen in your future won't."
"The Eye of Ra? I'll find it and give it away?" asked Evie.
"Well, I suppose if Miss Langford needs encouragement to continue in the field of archaeology..."
"She does," said Elizabeth firmly. She gestured at the metal circle, which lit up from within and settled into a glimmering pool of water. "I have to send you back now, before the others notice you're here."
"I guess I'll see you again, Elizabeth," said Evie. "Until later."
"Goodbye, Evie," said Elizabeth, smiling fondly at her. "I look forward to getting to know you. And please, don't tell me about this meeting the next time you see me."
The next morning, Evie woke up slowly, trying to remember the bits and pieces of her unusually clear dream. It had been a dream, right? Evie decided it must have been. Except there was one small thing. Her nightshirt smelled like the ocean. The end.